back. The gang's all here for another year of in-your-face comedy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with all your favorite lunatics, Crazy Jay, Spaz, Rebecca, and PJ Stansberry. Wait, who? Well, who the hell is he? Oh, the new guy. Okay. Is he funny? Oh, sorry. And PJ Stansberry. They've got guests, music, news, and a whole bunch of other crap. So get out your inflatable date, because it's party time on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant next to dumpster number 3. Here they come, the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Yeah, it is time for the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah. Episode number 247.
247.
Gosh, seems like just yesterday it was only 244.
Well, that was the last show you were on, but
dummy.
We did a whole week of shows.
Oh, we without you, fucking lazy.
You did the morning drive. It was the Zoom.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the voice of Rebecca. Yay.
Sounds a little bit like Rabble and Death.
Pre-drunk.
Pre-drunk. I'm pre-drunk.
And that, of course, is PJ Stansberry.
What's up, fuckers?
And, well, you're up to about 5'5" at this point.
And Spaz,
if you wear heels.
Spaz is not here today. He should be back tomorrow for the morning drive.
Right, he got arrested, right?
No, he did not get arrested.
Pimpin' and pandering.
But he will be back probably tomorrow morning. If you guys haven't figured it out, we have been doing some live shows, and things are getting a little better. We are having some technical problems. We may be on and off throughout this broadcast.
So tune in.
But
you may or may not hear us.
You may or may not. But the show is going to be archived. So if we do have technical problems, you won't hear them in the replay.
So when you feel like you want to kill yourself while you're sitting in your cubicle, tune in later.
Well, I hope there's nobody in their cubicle at 6:49 in the evening.
They probably are calling a suicide hotline.
Right. But anyway, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Crazy Jay. We bring it to you every week. And this is going to be an awesome show because Golden Buffalo Entertainment is here in the house. They are filming this episode.
What's up, Golden Buffalo Entertainment?
You guys.
So it's weird. We got cameras in here, and we've got an amazing
set of people here. We've got cameras.
Anyway, we have to let you know that we have an amazing show today because our very good friend Sunset Thomas is in the house.
Oh shit! Yes.
And she has brought along Rebecca Love.
Last time that we saw them together, we were on their show, their vlog or
video? No, it was their web show called The Orgy.
And we were filming at the Green Door.
Oh, see some titties tonight.
During the day.
Well, you know, they say that Tuesday is Taco Tuesday, so today will be Pink Taco Tuesday here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Our phone lines are open. 702-866-9028 is the number to call. Again, that's 702-866-9028. Give a big shout out to Zip Fizz, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up,
always
Zip Fizz?
Proudly sponsoring the Rockin' Comedy Show.
I just poured some into a shot of vodka.
It's good with vodka.
Yeah, but just straight vodka and some Zip Fizz or no mix. Like, well, no, it was fucking gross.
I don't think that's really good vodka.
Zip Fizz wasn't the bad part. It was the vodka.
The vodka is terrible.
Vodka's awful.
Sex vodka is pretty good.
I don't like to taste vodka.
Is that
really
the girls vodka?
No, that's the bottle of vodka that he won at my fundraiser.
That's right.
Well, then it has to be terrible.
Wow, Rebecca, we're really going to get sponsored with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was talking about his freaking thing.
Yeah, but you know who gave, who donated that
English, was, please.
Wasn't that Lee's Liquor?
Lee's Liquor donated 36 bottles of booze.
Oh, my God.
Also, big shout out to Billy Boy Condoms for sponsoring today's episode.
Yeah, wrap it up. I'll take it.
Yes, we don't want you to get AIDS
for
again.
For good reasons, Billy Boy Condoms is sponsoring today's show. It's loaded with porn stars.
Yeah, but I don't like my porn with rubbers. It's bullshit. But I like Robert. That's you. I like the Billy Boy Rubber. I like
those guys. Hey, let me get out my hoe kit that I use this past Super Bowl.
He's just selling rubbers for regular people.
Anyway, can we get a big shout out to Billy Boy Condoms? Whether PJ uses them or not, they're a sponsor.
Well, I would like to give a big shout out to Billy Boy Condoms because here's my little hoe kit because it was Super Bowl weekend, which you know for a hoes, it was a very good weekend. I used Rainbow Lube. It's like fucking an Altoid.
You really have this bag next to you?
Yes. And then what do you? This is a safety bag.
What's in it?
What do you? Lube and fucking Billy Boys. It's more lube.
She's going through it.
More lube.
Let her get there.
I know, but I didn't use this lube this weekend. I only used the Rainbow Lube, which is like
this thing's almost empty. This is how many times you take it in the butt.
Rainbow Lube is like fucking an Altoid. It is fun.
This is the one I think that's for. There's one of these that they said was specifically for anal sex.
Well, I don't know. I tried all of them because I've got extra lubricated, special comfort.
You're a fucking filthy animal.
I need some more of those purple ones.
You're
a filthy animal.
You are. I mean,
I got a couple miscellaneous ones from the show, but they're basically all gone. And of course, I think every girl should carry. Oh, hair serum. No. Okay. Anyways, everybody should carry always clean wipes, which makes you smell like you didn't even take a shower.
Wipe off your tongue with it. Filthy
animal. Anyways, I had a wonderful Super Bowl weekend, and I only have two Billy Boys left. Jay, can I get some more?
He's got a whole box of them.
Were you with that douchebag?
Oh, my God. I was not with that douchebag. Oh, my God. Talk about the douchebag that I brought to Spaz's. Absolutely. Okay, cute girl. Move to the right so they can get me on camera. And you can move to the right because I'm on camera. I'm on camera. Sit down. I'm on camera. Sit down.
There's a camera right behind you,
dude. There's a camera right behind. Oh, my God. Are we serving the deaf and the dumb tonight? Beautiful, not smart. Anyways, so I brought the dumbest blind date to Spaz's birthday party, but he did pay for everything.
Is this the same guy you went to Super Bowl with?
No, fuck no. I went out with him one more time.
Did he finger you?
No. I went out with him one more time, and he made a complete ass of himself, and so I charged a bottle of Armand de Brignac to his credit card, and that was to the tune of $1,200. So we won't be seeing him again.
Not until he sneaks in your house and rapes you for the $700.
He's not. He's like throwing money around. That fucking loser. You know.
I do thank him for the extra drinks that he bought me at Spaz's party. That was awful cool.
You know you're a loser when you're so sad and you have money. Anyways, that's to you, Steve, who I think you're partly gay.
There you go. You're getting sued.
Anyway, you are listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. Super Bowl, PJ and I kind of talked about this yesterday when we were doing the show in the morning. Obviously, you didn't watch the game, Rebecca.
I did watch the game. I mean, I didn't watch the game, but I watched the halftime show, and then I watched...
Okay, the halftime show is fucking awful.
The halftime show is not the game.
Okay, I watched that, and then, because Destiny's Child was on it, and I was like, oh, God, they're right
together.
Yeah,
they suck, and so does Beyonce.
Exactly, and she's Illuminati. But anyways, I watched, because my friend, Mark Ashworth, won. Remember, I've been talking about my friend who crashed the Super Bowl. He actually won the commercial, so Doritos did a contest. People from around the world last year. And you lost. So my friend actually won the best goat for sale. He won the best commercial, and they didn't find out till the game. We are all watching. And we're like, he won. So this is back to my homies in Decatur, where it's Grand in Georgia. They won. Hometown.
So it was an all right game. I lost. If you remember, Dave, the DJ that does a lot of our stuff when we were doing the drink show and all that, that does a rock band and all that. He actually threw a party at his house. He had prop bets and all that stuff, so it was kind of fun. That's how we spent the Super Bowl. But
of the Super Bowl in my car.
Of course you did.
Sleeping, passed out like a fucking lush.
In the passenger seat.
Not sleeping.
For a good 4 hours.
But like I said, we have a fun show today. There's a lot of stuff planned, a lot of things going on. And we're going to be bringing in our guest here very, very shortly. Rebecca's going to have the news later on. So
that's what I like to call the news.
Rebecca's getting electrolysis too on her butthole.
I got that done yesterday. It's laser hair therapy, laser hair removal. I had that done yesterday.
Speech impediment.
I'm having speech impediment lessons. We all know that. I'm an upgrade. I'm about to have my 20th high school reunion, and I've got to come up with a life by July. So it's going to be hairless, tattooless, thin,
husbandless,
futureless,
childless,
barren
womb,
one
having
fucking good ovary.
Hey, you know what? That's
Guess what? Drug-free, disease-free-ish.
You sound very convinced of that.
I'm definitely disease-free, but drug-free.
All right. Enough about Rebecca and her diseases. We have some very special guests coming in.
Special.
We're gonna do mystery guest game today, and we've got some fun stuff. So we are gonna take a break here at the Rotten Comedy Show.
Later,
and,
fuckers.
See what's the difference between Jesus and a picture of Jesus? It only takes one nail to hang up a picture of Jesus. Guys, an advertising executive gets a brand new job at a brand new firm, and they give him the account Johnson's Nails. He works on it a few weeks, then brings all the bosses in. He's got a big billboard. He pulls off the sheet, and it's Jesus on the cross. And it says, they use Johnson's Nails. And the bosses are like, are you out of your... What is wrong with you? That's blasphemous. Are you kidding? We'll be run out of town. We'll be tarred and feathered. You're a nut. You're fired. He said, no. Give me another chance. He said, all right. He goes back to work for a little while, and he calls all the bosses in. He pulls the sheet off the billboard, and there's a cross with nobody on it. Jesus is running, and the Roman soldiers are chasing him, and they're going, we should have used Johnson's nail. I know women love Jesus because he was hung like this. When I was a little kid, my father told me his name was Jesus Christ. And I told my friends he was Jesus Christ. He thought he was so funny. I said, Pop, you know, everybody says that your name's not Jesus Christ. He says, come on, I'll show you. We went down to the local saloon. We walked in. The bartender said, Jesus Christ, are you here again? I haven't told that in a long time.
Place, and now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud, getting fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Take it all, the paper is your game. You're jumping bed with fame. Another one not paid in full. You're so fine, it won't be a loss. Cashing in the rocks, just to get you face to face. Y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Crazy bitch, crazy bitch. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Sketches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Sketches all down my back. Come on, baby girl, you want it all.
crazy bitch, but you rock so good I'm on top of it. When I dream of doing you all night, scratches all down my back. You keep me right on, you keep me right on. You're crazy, but I like the way you rock me.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Can I ask you a few questions? It'll only take a moment. I'm taking a short survey. Question number one. How many pairs of panties do you own? How many pairs of panties? How many pairs of panties do you have? How many pairs of panties? Oh, I know, no. This may seem rather odd, but I work for a panty company, a respectable panty company. We're conducting a panty survey, an innocent panty survey. Question number two. Where do you keep your panties? Your sweet, delicious panties. Your hidden panty jackpot that you have in secret. The one you hide for men to find when they go and seek it. Question number three. How wet are your panties? Your scrumptious little panties. Can I see your panties? Give me your panties. Whoa, hold on. This is just a survey. A survey about your under things, your wonder things, your underwear. What's under there? Are you a wanderer? Let's wander there. Do you shave your hair? Do you keep it bare? Are you fuzzy there? There beneath your underwear. About how many pairs of panties did you buy since 2004? Where do you keep your panties? In the top or bottom drawer? Are they made with satin? Or are they made with lace? Do your panties want to be smeared across my face? No need for the authorities, just leave your panties with me, please. They're forcibly removing me. So one last question, answer please. If your panties were the main dish, what would be the side dish?
If your panties were the main dish, what would be the side dish? If your panties were the main dish, what would be the side dish? If your panties were the main dish, what would be the side dish? If your panties were the main dish, what would be the side dish? If your panties were the main dish, what would be the side dish?
Panties were the main dish.
A lobster bisque.
Panties were the main dish.
Popcorn shrimp.
Panties were the main dish.
Thanksgiving turkey.
Panties were the main dish.
Potatoes and grilled.
It's the panty survey. Haven't played that one in a while. From the Weekend Pilots, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am Crazy Jay. And as you know, this episode 247 was our first official launch at going live. And we also had cameras in the studio. So there's all kinds of stuff. We were having some technical issues. Some things got recorded, some things did not. I apologize to Sunset Thomas, who was supposed to be in this next segment. Her interview did not record. However, they do have it on video. And the video that they shot tonight is amazing. So right now what I've got for you, though, is the highlights of what happened during this show, episode number 247. We will be back live tomorrow morning. And if you're listening to that now, it doesn't really matter because Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we are doing the show live at 9:30 in the morning Pacific Standard Time. And Tuesday nights, we're doing it live starting at 6:30. Working out some stuff, but let's take a quick break and have a word from our sponsor.
Hey, this is Juan Morbite, and I'm here with
Mark Curry.
We're going to let Mark Curry try some Zip Fizz.
Yeah, you do it.
Just pour it in your bottle, put the lid on it, and shake it all up. So what do you think?
Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rock and Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home.
You can get yours today at ZipFizz.com.
ZipFizz.com. We love it here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's no joke. It's one of our favorite products. and I'm coming back in here doing the editing from the live show just to make a highlight for you. We had a huge bowl full of Zip Fizz before tonight's show started. And there's so many people that were on the show tonight, that entire bowl of Zip Fizz is gone. And now I don't have any until the new shipment comes. But I just want to point out some things. You can follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Comedy. You can also check out our fan page on Facebook. It's The Rockin' Comedy Show. And just check us out. Also, especially on the website, we have a brand new website in the works. It's going to be launching any day now. RockinComedyShow.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G. ComedyShow.com. That's right. And you can also put The Rockin' Comedy Show in there, and it'll take you to the same place. One of the cool things that we're really trying to do with getting it up and running live is using Shoutcast. And Shoutcast is amazing. It's an app, and we can create our own network. So we can play music 24/7, put some comedy bits in there. We can put interview highlights that we've done in there. We can play other podcasts that we enjoy, like the Jeff and Greg podcast and things like that. So just a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of things in the works. We're really trying to get it going. Sorry that it's not working a lot of times. We apologize. But it's going to be totally worth it when we go to do the show and it's perfect. And we've got some bugs to work out, but what can I say? Anyway, I'm going to get back into the show that we recorded tonight, episode number 247. Like I said, we had some issues, and the segment that's supposed to be here is our interview with Sunset Thomas, but here's what follows that.
Gosh! The last time we saw Rebecca Love was when we were holding drugs in our anus.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, everybody, and joining us in the studio, Rebecca Love.
What's up?
Last time I saw you, I was on a couch, and I think you were trying to fuck Jay, or Jay was trying to fuck you with a strap.
We play that. We play that game on the orgy where who could get the condom on the dildo faster.
Last time I saw you was at your karaoke when I used to come after comedy shows every night.
Well, pull up a chair, girl, and grab a mic. You can actually pull that chair up as far as you want and stick that mic as
far down my throat as I want.
Yeah.
Electricity, liquid. Go ahead,
the whole neighborhood would go out.
So let me introduce you to these lovely ladies. They are from NudeHouseCleaners.com. They're going to be playing the mystery guest game with one of the contestants out there.
Wait a minute. You clean houses nude?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even clean my own house nude. Like, I'm afraid it's gonna titty dip and bleach or something. I mean,
just wear gloves.
What if one falls in like the mode? The swirly. What if I get my titty a swirly?
That's a risk we're willing to take.
No muff, no dust. That's their combo. That's,
hey, I give you props.
If the titty gets a swirly, is that considered workers' comp?
Yeah, I'm sure that's covered in their policy. I'm sure that's in their bennies. Right.
Like, why is her titty blue?
Because she's on Star Trek.
She had the Tidy Bowl Man. She got a visit from the Tidy Bowl Man.
Tidy Bowl Tits.
Rebecca Love is here, and we've had a lot of fun with Rebecca. This is the first time you've been on our show, but we did the orgy show with you that you and Sunset filmed at the Green Door.
We did.
And I've been to your triple karaoke a couple of times. And
is it still DeReal?
It's no, it moved back to the Red Label. Less pressure that way, because if it's in a dive bar, I don't have to worry about certain sales. And, you know, we just hang out and have fun. There's
it's
no
fun down there.
Door cover.
I was there at the Rio a bunch of times, because I used to perform with Anthony and Wheels and all those guys in their shows before yours.
Yeah, so you just stayed
over. I had
the
marijuana shirt. You might remember it. I was always
yeah.
That's it. No, I remember your face. I remember. But so,
I won lube.
You won lube.
I threw a ball, ping pong balls through a thing.
That was a big bottle of lube.
Yeah, I used about half and then I tore it out because I was moving. I didn't want nobody to see it when I was moving.
So for those listening that don't know much about Rebecca Love, where the hell have you been?
Son of bitches.
How long have you actually been in the business?
Since 1990, late 90s. Working my way up, you know, the whole cocktail waitress, strip club, dancer.
She said cock.
And you've done some great B-rated movies as well.
Yeah, I did all the Skinamax movies you see late night on HBO, where It's fake penetration.
Softcore pornware.
Well,
softcore pornware. The guys look like they're moving furniture.
How does the guy control his boner in those films?
Well, no, she told us about this. If you watch the segment that Jay and I are on, she talks about how she does not like it because they have to wear like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, I would wear a Band-Aid patch and he would
over your cooch?
Where else am I going to wear it?
Well, how big's the bandage? One of the big ones for like a knee?
Yeah, it's like one of those that, you know, you must have like scraped your whole arm off on the sidewalk. So you wear one of those.
So they don't give him like something to control his boner.
He wears a nylon socky, like the thing's going to rob a bank or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What does that do to keep you from getting hard?
I mean, not really much.
The function didn't show. So they actually should make it green so they can green screen it out.
Basically, they just put us in a position and hope nothing goes in and I'm not stocking a stocking up
anybody,
there.
Anybody ever bust one in their stocking?
I'm not on my set. It's usually not with the same people. So they're professionals.
Yeah.
Skin horse.
Now what happens after the cameras go down, different story.
Okay, because the juices are flowing.
Are you serious?
The juices are flowing. Sometimes. The Band-Aid's not adhesive anymore.
Okay, it happens on mainstream. It happens on our stuff.
No. I wouldn't think it'd be unhappy. But, you know, usually it's like, you know, gay for pay. So it's like...
There's no such thing.
You're right. But
there's no such thing as taking six cocks in your ass and saying, but I'm straight. It's just
paid. Oh, no. That's why I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. Why would she have sex with a guy if he's in the business? Because usually he's gay.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm a stereotyper.
It could happen that way, yeah.
So anyway,
before they cross the line,
we knew the show would be a little crazy today, but that's what we were looking for. We're actually going to play a game, and Sunset Thomas and you get to team up a little bit. The contestant Stuart, who's my brother, will get to ask 10 questions. He has to.
He's only mildly retarded.
He has to figure out who they are,
and
he only gets 10 questions that are yes or no. For every time he asks a question and he gets no, Sunset Thomas has to remove an article of clothing.
Oh, Sunny's going to get naked? Yeah.
So are you.
Yay!
And so are you. Because every time
Do you know what I wore under this? Let's not go there. I did not know. I didn't get the
memo. Period panty time?
Well, no.
You both have the curse today?
The panties and stuff are not matching.
No, that's fine. First team to get their shirt off is what we've changed it to. Wins.
That's shitty.
Well, I don't care what you think.
I like getting my Red Wings.
Well, that's fine.
You think I'm on my period, but I'm really not. I'm just wearing nice, comfortable underwear, so my jeans don't go up.
Granny panties.
That's fine.
I'm sure they're beautiful.
So, granny panties.
And then for all the ladies that are here, we have a special prize for you.
Oh,
PJ
really?
Is going to get naked for you.
Yeah, no.
Oh, so that's different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we're gonna set things up for the game.
I didn't take an alpha male
today.
Okay, so I'm coming back.
Yeah, you're coming back.
Okay.
All right.
Bulldozer.
Plow her.
Plow.
Hey, friends. Crazy Jay here with my friend, Randoline Sargent. And she's drinking some Zip Fizz.
Yeah, I love Zip Fizz.
Yeah, it's so good. And everybody here at the Rockin' Comedy Show just loves it. But what are you doing with yours? I've never seen that done before.
You know, I mixed the citrus with the berry, and it actually... is kind of the same flavor as one of the Aqua Health things.
I get it. So drink the many flavors like fruit punch, pink lemonade, citrus, grape, or just make up some flavors. It's all natural. It's delicious. It is awesome. It's Zip Fizz. Check them out online at zipfizz.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Murray Sajak hanging out here with the Rockin' Comedy Show, the number one podcast in Las Vegas. Check it out.
You know, girls, it's great to live in a democracy today where freedom is everywhere. But girls, we often take this freedom for granted. Freedom of speech, freedom of thought, and freedom of action. But you know, gals, just because a bunch of men signed that Declaration of Independence in 1776 doesn't mean that freedom was for men alone. Oh, no, you take Tom Jefferson, Ben Franklin, John Hancock.
There's a hell of a guy for you right there.
All these men had wives. They probably had a few broads on the side, too. These women wanted freedom just as much as their men did. But, gals, I wonder, do we? I think think it's time that we women thought about it a bit. Hell, I think it's time we did something about it. So come on, fellow females of the 20th century. Be glad that you're an American. Proclaim your freedom. Stand at attention. Pledge allegiance. And bounce your boobies. Get into the swing. Bounce your boobies. The swing is everything. Makes no difference if they're big or small. As long as you give them your all. Bounce your boobies. Come on, honey. Bounce them up and down. If you feel like it, come on, bounce your boobies. There we go. Doesn't that feel good? Bounce your boobies. You know, girls, men aren't the only people in the world today who have something to give. But it sure looks like it sometimes. Just look around you. Men stick out all over the place. Big fat cigars. Big fat stomachs. And just where they should stick out, where is it? Yes, girls, we know what we've got and we know what they're worth. So come on, gals, let's get into the swing of things. Give your boobies some freedom. All together now. Bounce your boobies, we'll let them rock and roll. Nudge your knockers, keep them hot and so. Just admit it, gals, it sure feels great. Swinging, ooh, titillate. Bounce your boobies. Come on, bounce them up and down. Bounce your boobies. There, look at that gal. She's going there. Bounce your boobies. Oh, that's not feel good. Bounce, 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 bounce your boobies now. Bounce your boobies.
If I had a long flag along, if you like boots a lot, tag. I see you, you're with some other guy, or making out with your girlfriends beneath a California sky. You're a silver screen icon, a rare shooting star. That's how I got this broken heart. I'm in love with a porno star. 'Cause I'm in love with a porno star. It's not smart, but I haven't been so far. So I'll keep on rewinding you and pretending that it's true. 'Cause I've always admired your talent and your attention to detail. I love the way you touch your hair, you always make it real. Christy Canyon, you were my girl for many summer nights. Miss Vicky Paris deserves my thanks for showing me the light. Without my Nina Hartley, I would not have seen the truth. Or Amber, Chasey, Ginger, Nikki, to name just a few.
The Four Postmen right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with I'm in Love with a Porno Star. I definitely am. Her name is Sunset Thomas. And again, I want to apologize to Sunset and to Kent for their segment not being recorded. Again, going through some live stuff here on the Rockin' Comedy Show to make it work. We are having some issues. We do have a camera crew that was here today, and they recorded everything. So the footage they got is really, really amazing. And again, I just want to thank Sunset for coming out. We love her so much. And she announced so much stuff, but I don't want to ruin the video. You know what I'm saying? So Sunset, we love you. And she's going to be working on a film for a couple of weeks. So that was some of her other news that she had. And we're going to be throwing a party with Sunset. We'll have details coming up. Even if we have to get Kent to call in the morning and kind of talk about some stuff. But coming up, we go to play a game that I wanted to do called Mystery Guest. Basically, the way this came about is there is a gentleman by the name of DiamondLou702 that follows us on Twitter. And we happened to notice the other day that his profile picture was of him and Ava Devine that he took at our show than when we did it at the Erotic Heritage Museum. So I shouted out to Scrubecca, hey, I think this guy should win a prize. We agreed, so we decided to have him come on the show. We were going to do Mystery Guest, and he was going to have to figure out who the guest was and what they do. And he was only going to get 10 questions. Well, he had a death in the family and was unable to come tonight. So at last minute effort to keep the game alive, I asked my brother to do it. I thought he would be a good choice with the ladies. And you learn things. You definitely learn things. And here's that segment of Mystery Guest on the Rockin' Comedy Show. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Everybody, we are back. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah. Anyway, we are back, and joining us in the studio, we have our special guests that are here. We have Rebecca Love and Sunset Thomas.
What's up, bitches? What's up?
Actual talent in the studio for once.
You say that, you know what's funny? She says that every week.
Well, I mean, some people in here have won awards.
Anyway,
What'd you win? Biggest Tramp?
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into the game. We are going to do Mystery Guest.
The game.
My brother is here filling in for Brandon Harrington, who is our Twitter fan of the week, who had a profile picture of him and Ava Devine, and he was supposed to be here, but unfortunately his mother passed away this morning, and he's not going to be able to make it. So we didn't want to cancel. We didn't want to cancel the game. So that's
because he doesn't exist.
Because his mom died.
Oh, I know.
He doesn't exist.
What part of that did you get?
Yeah, I was just being a dick.
I think he probably just made it up because he doesn't exist.
No, I don't think so. Because we actually met Brandon at the Erotic Heritage Museum when we did our show there. And he was really looking forward to hanging out with Sunset again.
Because he was a black guy at the show, but then all of a sudden his name is Brandon?
It's always been Brandon. Really,
I thought it was Diamond Lou.
His middle name was
Colossia. That's his Twitter name is Diamond Lou, but his real name is Brandon.
I don't know a black guy named Brandon.
Well, do you know a black guy named Chris? He's right over here.
His middle name was Mad Dog.
Brandon Mad Dog Lou Johnson.
All right, anyway, back to the insanity in the studio. We're going to play this game. My brother Stuart has only 10 questions.
10 and questions.
He can only... Yeah, you don't have to repeat everything
cube?
I say.
Not 9, but 10.
Are you eating a sugar cube?
Is there acid on it?
Are you detoxed?
I'm serious.
Are you off the coke?
You win.
Is that acid?
Anyway, so...
I want some.
He's got 10 questions, guys, and he can only ask yes or the questions that revolve in yes or no answers.
So I can answer yes or no questions, but not ask yes or no questions.
Your questions must end with yes or no answers to them.
Thank
if you.
You
repeat it again, you'll be out.
I lose.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway, so here we go. For every time he gets a question right, Rebecca Love is going to flash the camera.
He looks smart.
Every time he gets one wrong and you say no, Sunset's going to flash the camera. I know it's cheesy and immature, but so we're men.
Welcome to the Rock and Comedy
Show. We're
going to
go get naked, but they have periods.
We're men. Regardless. We're men.
I do not have my period.
Yeah, it just looked like it. I was getting. I was getting. He told me that. He said that.
For entertainment purposes, you do.
Anyway, so we're gonna play the game. This is Mystery Guest. He has to figure out what it is that you guys do. Only answering questions that end with yes or no answers from you.
I'm bringing you a
So as soon as
mask.
PJ's done coughing, we'll start.
I'm gonna bring him a mask.
So we don't get SARS. All right, so whenever you're ready, Stu.
Whenever I'm ready.
SARS is a Jap disease, by the way.
First question is, does my brother want to punch me in the face, yes or no?
You're asking the wrong people.
Put the mic up to your mouth.
So, yes or no, would my brother want to punch me in the face right now?
I ask
them. Not the titties. So, I can't ask the titties.
Yeah, they're the mystery guests. Pay attention to them.
Mystery guests.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, titties. Sorry for that. I thought I was asking the titties, not the people.
They have
would my brother like to punch me in the face, yes or no, right now?
I'm gonna go with a yes.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Correct.
So Rebecca Love, flash the camera.
All right.
There it goes.
Yay!
It doesn't matter. They'll capture
regardless.
It. Yeah.
No, it
has to
say.
Damn.
Wait. I'm kind of confused here. I
you
thought
are gonna
to
ask
stay
nine
off.
More questions.
I get nine more, but the shirt has to stay
what,
off.
What
right?
part did you hear when I just said they're going to flash
okay,
the cameras?
Okay, flashing the cameras.
Jesus Christ.
He should be
I'm
on slow. The fucking retard
I'm
bus.
Kind of retarded. We're going for it. Shut up, everybody. Here I go for the second question. Second question. Going. Gone. Do you wear condoms every time you have sex?
No.
You do have to realize it. You have to realize why they're here. Ask questions about why they're here.
Why are they here? I thought I was just asking.
You have to figure out why they're here.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out why you're here. I apologize. Oh, shit. Fuck. How do you make that work? Okay, I'm going for it. In a professional situation, would you or would you not have sex with a random person? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No. So Sunset, flash the camera.
We're going for it. No, elbows don't count. I want to see some... Oh, there's one.
Hey, look, you got to think of good questions.
Shut your mouth.
You got to shut the camera.
Oh, sorry.
It's a radio show.
Yeah, that's
all right,
why we're here.
Let's go.
I'm seeing titties. I see titties. I see dead things.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
What is he doing, jerking off or something?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, keep the mic up to your mouth and ask the next. Actually,
oh, would you
Jay,
like the mic in
Jay, why
in your
don't
mouth?
You ask the next question?
Yes.
Ask it.
I want the next question to come from you.
Ask it.
So we can ask the following question, and it will be, do most people know about your profession?
As in most people in our lives? Or
yes or no?
Have a lot of people heard about your profession? I'll rephrase it.
No, that depends. I mean,
that means rough.
Does your parents know what you do? Yes or no?
Yeah, no.
Yes.
That yes. I don't know.
All right, that's a no. So Sunset Thomas, flash the camera again.
I think that's a tie. So both of them have to show titties for this one.
All right,
it's kind of taboo. Both of them.
One, two, three, titties.
That's four titties.
Damn, that is 10 titties.
Those are kind of nice.
Oh
wait,
God,
hold on.
So can big. I, how much do they weigh, you think?
Oh, I don't
there they go.
How would I know? I don't know.
I know. I was like, do you have
I
a
can't
titty
take them off.
All right. Next question.
So your family doesn't know what you do.
Mine does.
Well, not all of you.
Stop moving the mic around.
All
hold
right.
it to your mouth.
Stop moving the mic around.
So, Jay, what would be the next question if you were a sane person inside of Stuart's head and not sitting next to Mr. Tuberculosis in the Iron Lung?
Sorry about that one.
How would people find out about what it is that you do?
That's not a yes or no question.
It's not, but you got to answer
is there,
it anyway.
Okay.
The internet. Nudehousecleaners.com.
Okay.
Nudehousecleaners.com.
Right.
Say it one more time.
So anyway.
That's all right.
Next question.
Nude house. So who won and who lost? I want to see some titties over
here. You lost because you screwed
know,
up the,
lost,
so you screwed up the game. So you don't get to see titties because you screwed up the game.
Fuck that shit.
You gotta take your shirt off.
All right, hold on.
No. No, 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 no. You have to wait.
No,
you have to wait. You have to wait. You have to
wait. I gotta wait.
Because TJ, you have to escort him out for a minute. You don't want to be in it for the next part. Trust me.
I don't want to be here.
You don't want to be for the next part. Trust me.
Something's gonna happen.
Trust me.
Oh, do I get to get naked?
No. Go out. You out with PJ. Out.
How in the hell did
out?
I'm not going anywhere.
You are
sponsored going. By Billy Boy Condoms.
I'm not
the
going
studded
anywhere.
Studded relief
Trojan and vibrators.
We'll be right back. is gonna be the day, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. And I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. And I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. So I said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall. Today was gonna be the day, but they'll never throw it back to you. Should have somehow realized what you're not to do. And I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Ooh, oh, and all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lies that lead us there are blind.
Ditty, it's as crazy as can be. The guy who wrote it said he wanted it and handed it to me. I found I couldn't use it because it sounded blue, and that's the very reason why I'm handing it to you. It's a song the alligators sing while coming through the rye, as they serenade the elephants up in the trees so high. The Iceman hums this ditty as he shovels in the coal, and the monkeys join the chorus up around the Northern Pole. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? This is the way we pass the time away. Ain't we crazy, ain't we crazy? We're going to sing this song all night today. It was midnight on the ocean, not a streetcar was in sight, and the sun was shining brightly, for it rained all day that night. 'Twas a summer night in winter, and the rain was snowing fast, and a barefoot boy with shoes on stood a-sitting in the grass. It was evening, and the rising sun was setting in the west. The little fishes in the trees were huddled in their nest. The rain was pouring down, and the moon was shining bright, and everything that you could see was hidden out of sight. While the organ peeled potatoes, lard was rendered by the choir. The sexton wrung the dish rag, someone set the church on fire. Holy smoke, the preacher shouted, in the rain he lost his hair. Now his head resembles heaven, for there is no parting there. The cows were making cowslips, and the bells were ringing wet, and the bumblebees were making bums and smoking cigarettes. And a man slept in a stable, and came out a little hoarse. So he hopped upon his golf sticks and drove all around the course. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? This is the way we pass the time away. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? We're going to sing this song all night today. It was midnight on the ocean, not a horse car was in sight. As I stepped into the drugstore to get myself a light, the man behind the counter was a woman old and gray, who used to peddle shoestrings on the road to Mandalay. Good evening, sir, the woman said, and her eyes were bright with tears, as she put her head beneath her feet and stood that way for years. Her children, six, were orphans, except one tiny tot, who lived in the house across the street above a vacant lot. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? But this is the way we pass the time away. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? We're going to sing this song all night today.
All right, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back, everybody.
What's up, fuckers? Asshole.
Asshole. So, ladies, I apologize.
No worries.
It's a madhouse.
That never happens on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
But I wish it did more.
It's actually a first. It's entertaining.
It's a first for me, too, actually. And I've known you guys for a long time. 5 years now. We were all ready to brawl. I know, right? I'm in my work outfit. I jumped over the table, Jay. You missed it.
Does anyone have a Percocet?
I do.
Do you really? Do you really have a Percocet?
Of course I do.
Fucking right.
All right, so we are here in the studio. Things are calming down. Let's give it up for the NudeHouseCleaners.com.
Yeah. Woo!
Great company. So now we can talk to you a little bit more because of things that have happened. So we'll just get it out there. This is a company that started when?
You gotta ask Chris that.
You gotta ask
Chris. I'm not the brains behind this operation.
All right. It's been a few years.
Okay, yeah.
And you guys are all relatively new.
Yeah.
Right. So you, we have Kaylee Ryder here.
Callie
Ryder, right. Sorry. And you, you've been doing it, you've been cleaning houses for?
Since like November.
Since November. Yeah. And again, we're going to do this again because we have to catch up. Sorry.
Don't worry. Melody Wilson.
Melody Wilson. Uh-huh. And you have been with them how long?
For like a week.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you've cleaned 80 houses.
Yes.
And how many of them are clean?
What else do you clean?
you said something interesting during one of the breaks that you love to be naked.
I do.
And is that just to clean houses or just naked whenever you get
a chance? Naked in general, yeah.
And you sing naked?
Yeah, I could. I actually do not sing in the shower because I'm a little bit too embarrassed. I'll sing in front of people.
How many
no
people in the
what.
Shower with you?
Yeah.
Well, zero. But I'm just embarrassed of, like, you know, someone walking into my house and being like, who the fuck is this,
like,
bitch singing?
And
totally. Yeah. And a stupid little t-shirt that was dreadful.
Here, they say that 50% of the men out there masturbate in the shower and the other 50% sing in the shower. Do any of the guys in here know the song they sing?
What? Happy birthday.
What?
The whole point is not to know. It means you're the 50% that jerks off.
Ah! Well, I do the faucet.
It's not funny.
I do the faucet trick.
Oh, with the fleshlight? We saw those at the...
No.
Faucet.
No, the faucet
mean?
Trick. You just use water.
Yeah. Detachable head from the shower.
Yeah, or just right under the room.
Faucet.
That's embarrassing.
I had a detachable head. I got circumcised at 19.
Can you hear
that?
Talk. Right by your tits right and your herpes? Tits,
yeah. You know what?
I don't want scabs on my ear. Ear herpes is a killer. It's the number one killer of podcast DJs.
Ear herpes.
Oh my God.
It's hispies.
So, and we have Brianna, if I remember. Brianna, the quiet one.
Quit being dramatic.
She's cute, isn't she?
She is cute.
Yeah, she is.
You have really nice tits, by the way.
Well, thank you. You want to grab one? Go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Look, you too can grow up and be fit.
Hey, you have a bedroom over here, right? I'll see you guys later. Come on, let's go.
There's a turtle in there, too.
Do it.
I'm ready.
Does it need cleaning?
Desperately needs cleaning. Actually, Jay has a turtle.
Your twat. Desperately needs cleaning.
Actually, Jay has a turtle.
Tortoise.
A desert tortoise, which he had to have imported to the state by a registered veterinarian paperwork. Oh. And he raised it from a hatchling. His name is Tank, and he's actually under his bed in hibernation right now.
Oh, yep, in a box.
He's in the house?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought he was in that thing outside.
No, when he hibernates because it gets so cold, you have to make surroundings for him so he can stay
Jay,
in a certain
when
body.
Jay, when the bed comes a-rocking, Hank is never awoken. Tank.
That's right.
Hank the Tank.
So anyway, you guys are, you know, doing this awesome service.
Mm-hmm.
And,
We need raises. We need a union.
Do you, Sunset, have a question for these young ladies?
I don't want to. So when you clean, right, you clean naked. Exactly. That's what you guys do.
We clean in whatever the customer wants. So that can be naked. That can be in a costume. That can be like in a cheerleader's outfit.
Have you guys
topless.
Done it like with a husband and a wife? Clean for both of them? Or just is it mostly men that want to watch it?
Mostly men.
Yeah.
Mostly men?
Are their houses nice?
Yeah.
Or have you encountered any...
$150 an hour.
Listen, I mean, are some of them hoarders?
What do you mean?
Are some of them hoarders?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that would be awesome.
I really think you just want us to just run around the house naked. Really.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, do you actually clean?
So
like,
you don't have to have sex with them or anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
And do you really clean? Or like, do you just...
It says on the website that you do light cleaning.
Okay.
So probably like, dusting.
So a dust feather. Yeah.
Bend over and do this dish.
Get all sexy like this. Do this.
Exactly.
Now, are the majority of the men that actually order this service complete and total kind of weirdos?
Awkward.
Is it? Cause they're like, bend over and clean my TV while I watch Seinfeld.
I think Rebecca Love is.
I have a question. Not saying it's legal or if it's not legal, but do any of them just sit back and masturbate while you're cleaning?
No, none of them have.
Okay.
Okay, that was only one answer.
Yeah, I think it's in the rules that you can't.
Because if somebody was cleaning naked in my house, I'd be twiddling.
Right. Totally.
Well,
yeah.
It's more awkward that they're actually not doing that.
Yeah, I would agree.
And just like sitting,
watching.
Yeah, it's like, what are they doing? Do they sit and watch?
Or, I mean, what's like, or are they just on his computer like, my maid's here, she's naked again. You know, it's like.
It's both a little bit.
Probably like sitting in a corner and being
Have
like,
Have you ever
yeah,
met anybody that's really cool,
dust
though?
That bookcase.
Like, yeah. They're really cool.
Yeah, there's a few cool people.
You know, turned into boyfriends? I mean, because I need a job.
Sign up, nudehousecleaners.com.
Shit, yeah.
Go there. Nudehousekeepers.com. New freaking, like, label.
The old ladies put like a duster on their tits and just walk around your house. Duster.
Oh.
I'll hold the 409 under one tit bucket.
They call it
under the other.
No, I believe that's
grayhairgrandmas.com.
They want to do that. But ladies, we want to thank you for being here, and we got a consolation prize for you. This is the part where PJ probably should step out.
Huh? I go step out?
Yeah.
Dear Jesus. I hope it's not a free lay by PJ.
No, it's not.
Is it sponsored by Billy Boy Condom and Bulldozer?
You'll know when it's safe to come
up.
In.
I can't. What's the secret?
So because it's all ladies in here except for me, and this is going to be awkwardly weird.
Can't wait.
Wait till I step out as well, and then we'll do this. But since it's all ladies here, and you guys all had fun today. And flashing and showing titties and all the good stuff. Byron here has decided that he's going to strip for you and give you all dances.
Can I get a lady dance? dance.
Here's some ones.
Oh, yeah. Let's make it rain.
Don't start, Byron, until I get out.
Do we have some music?
No, we'll make our own music.
Yeah, it's gonna be
Oh,
wait. I've got some music. Let me put on my my own music that I've made on Songify.
I thought it was gonna be like you singing.
Oh, it is me singing. Hold on, where is that? Songify. Okay, you guys wanna hear my greatest hits?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on, don't
sit like a virgin?
Oh, no, I made up my own song.
Shut up.
Yeah,
really?
It's called Songify, and you can
awesome.
Make up your own stuff.
That's cool.
So let me look at my greatest hits. It's called Test Your Testies. I eat pizza. I eat three pizza. Oh, Booger Sugar.
Booger Sugar.
That's not
Booger Sugar.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready for Booger Sugar?
Yeah. I can't wait. Is it going to be loud enough?
My husband's nickname that his mom calls
Booger Sugar.
Booger Sugar.
Oh, Booger. Oh, my God.
Here it is.
It's doing the trick. He's got really sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And the jacket comes off. Wait a minute, I think I see definition under that shirt.
What's up with the art? The art here. Maybe it comes out with my face. Whoa.
And watch out for all the hard, sharp objects that will go up your bunny holes.
Can we made it then?
You work for maids.com.
They're
male
maids.
Oh, I'm
sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm
sure. Ava Devine has a couple of friends that are gay male porn stars, and they always carry a backpack up to the room. They go, security knows me. Like a baseball hat, backpack.
Booger Sugar.
Yeah, oh, keep dancing.
Yeah, as long as you want. Booger Sugar.
Oh, my gosh.
Switch it up.
Did you watch Magic Mike?
I had to spank it.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Well,
yeah?
Test your testes. It's a favorite of ours. Because we have to test your testes.
Oh. Is this you singing?
You do a test.
Yeah.
But never watch the balls.
Oh. I love the whole roll move. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I liked how he was rolling.
Started with one and rolled down to the other.
So he dances at a place, right?
I don't know. This is a surprise to me.
Oh, okay.
This has been a big surprise. I did not know.
You didn't know what you were walking into.
Well, these are. Oh, you want to eat free pizza is another favorite of mine.
Yeah, I'm a
loser. I know, I'm still like stuck.
Right, hang on, you're like
splitting
the corner. I know.
There you go.
I'm in VIP seating, damn it. I just got the slide.
Yeah, I got the little slide.
I'm so offended.
And you smell good, too.
I eat free pizza.
I think you poked a boob.
I eat free pizza. Woo.
Did you just put rock and comedy in there?
Yeah. Well, it mixes it for you.
Nice.
You just go, I eat free pizza. I love the rock and comedy show. I come here on Tuesdays. And it makes it a song.
I'm gonna blush.
Do you guys want to hear I may eat pizza part two?
Yes.
Let's see your moves. Come on. Your moves.
Shit, fuck you. All these bitches' moves are like this. They're not like this. Fucking no udders.
I'm really good
at doing this. I can't either. And then
I'm not
here.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wait. There's
something. Oh, okay.
There's something gonna be in your face.
What the fuck?
I know.
Oh, I ain't having part of this.
Look at that. He's got a nice ass. Look at that little ass.
No, that's it doesn't even jiggle.
I know.
It doesn't even jiggle.
Hey, who wants
it's all muscles.
I dropped a dude.
There's like no.
You're all too
damn girls. We're
he's skinnier than me.
I know. He's hot.
Yeah.
Are you on active?
I'm just like, I can't deal. I can't deal to too much motion.
Wait,
movement
I like the way his
right
tattoo
now.
Is missing the girl's name.
or guy, whatever you mom. Fall in love, you're going to put their name. Look, we show the camera. We put a Chinese look.
No, I think there's something there, isn't there?
He falls in love, he's going to put the name there.
No, whoever has a magic marker.
Good idea.
That's a great idea. I'm totally going to use that. I'm going to use that. Look, honey, this is how much I love you. Oh, wrong guy.
I didn't know for like a year and a half.
It means what?
Say John's house.
Say John's house.
That's what I made for my
assistant. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though. Oh, there's an app for everything now.
Songify, but you can actually, these are the free ones, but you can actually pay. You can do any song you want.
I didn't know you. Even if you can't sing.
Oh, yeah. Everybody clap.
They left you four good dollars. Three.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to put dollars.
There you go.
Okay. I dropped a deuce.
You need cards?
I'm on music.
Dropped a deuce.
Yeah.
Or I think it's a drop two.
Oh, it's like Madonna.
Hi. Oh, we dropped a stalker on you. So we
dropped a stalker. Oh my god. You were like a
freak. You were like a freak. Uh-oh. I like this
part.
I get to like rub
them
like
each
little back and forth
for me over here. I don't
like
this.
Uh oh. Don't do it. Do not do it. Oh my god.
Mom! Calgon! They gotta got the Moreno.
It's never a dull moment on this show, I'm telling you.
I never knew it was gonna get violent though. Shit up, like I was living in Decatur, Georgia, all over again.
Do you want
again.
This? I think you should hide this. You have to get this close back.
No.
Please no, Mom will know.
Someone's already gotten beat up today.
Oh my god, I know.
We don't beat
what
up gay
awesome
people.
Show.
We don't beat up gay people. Just to a mental disability.
Wiggle it just a little bit.
They're retarded.
Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like a zip this? All natural energy drink. Here, have one of each.
I want some.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody can have anything.
They're actually are really, really good.
I mean, I got
a box of them.
Monsters or whatever. They're energy drinks, but they're all natural. So they have, like, vitamins and stuff. So
I know.
You don't have to take your vitamins. The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. The time has come. A fact's a fact. It belongs to them. Let's give it back. How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning? How can we dance when
yeah.
20, you wore a white dressing gown, drinking wine and dancing slowly on the night I laid you down in the moon. Your body as the radio played some old Phil Collins song, and we believed in something holy on the night I laid you down.
Collins were in Genesis.
Exactly.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Yes.
Which is why.
But Phil Collins was the drummer.
Right.
Peter Gabriel was not the drummer.
No, he was the bassist until he was replaced.
But his music is so much different than Phil Collins.
Let me finish. By. Okay, I don't know that much about Genesis.
Clearly.
But I know Invisible Touch had a cool hand.
Unbelievable.
On the cover.
You are so not hip.
And I know that Phil Collins had an album called No Jacket Necessary.
No Jacket Required. Thank what? You.
It was called No Jacket Required? I've never even heard of that.
Fuck you.
Is that how he got studio?
Someone save me.
You mean
please.
Someone save me?
In your eyes.
No.
That's fucking Phil.
That is
Phil
not
Collins.
It.
That's
no.
Phil Collins.
No.
Yes.
Peter Gabriel.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. I picked you out, I shook you up and turned you around. Turn you into someone new.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll forge it.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor, and there's a reason why we're the number one podcast in Las Vegas, because we deliver the goods.
And it's never dull. Put it right here.
So, anyway, Byron, you are back in the studio. Thank you for stopping by today. How was that?
Perfect.
It's great. Thank you for having me, Jay.
Thanks for the table lap dances. What?
Did you go full nude?
No.
His underwear is smaller than mine.
Really? You got you got nut huggers on?
Oh, he's got freaking...
You got a banana hammock?
Yeah.
It's a banana hammock.
Yeah.
It's smaller than my underwear.
Yeah, it's not a thong, though.
I don't get that. I don't understand.
Actually, it's better because... actually, you create less sperm because they're all tied up in there, which is good for us.
I'm all about strangulating my sperm.
Yeah. So you should wear small underwear.
I'm not looking to have any babies.
Exactly.
Wear small underwear. Actually, they were cute. They were striped, the green and blue.
Did you like them?
I loved them. Oh. All this other.
I don't know how well the lap dance did on radio, but for the video, I think it's going to be 1995.
Were you doing like the Chippendale dance?
Kind of. I've never done a lap dance before.
He did a roll. He was dancing for one, then rolled over to the next.
Do you do pole work at the scabby knuckle, wherever you work?
I just stand on a box.
Where do you work? Scabby knee, the broken wrist. Where do you work? What's it called?
Yeah.
Into the outdoor. What's it called?
Piranha.
So did you work with his brother?
I might have seen him. He got fired like...
No.
At the same time I started work there, like right at the same time.
So were you working there when
he looked
the show
familiar,
was there?
But
was he working there when you had the show there?
He wasn't working that night.
Okay. That would have been really funny.
and now for some more comedy from the pole. It's Byron.
Look at I can do.
He does a flamenco thing with big feathers.
I'm
going to
have a one-night show there. I'm just going to go there and they're going to set up a thing and I'm just going to do some comedy.
Nice.
Shut up.
Like not a
funny fucking stripper.
Not a promoted thing.
I tried that at the Crazy Horse
tomorrow.
For fucking 5 years.
The phallic comic.
No one ever fell for it.
I'm going to be wearing clothes when I do it.
Cock comedy.
Should I?
Comedy.
Comedy. C squared. Comedy with a cock.
So anyway, we're going to, you know, there's things we're doing to adjust the show because it's live. And, and we're going to be going, you know, more than one day a week. So, you know.
That means no Rebecca.
Well, we hope that Rebecca will be around.
So but, I'm coming for my drunk lunch hour.
Well, whatever it takes.
Probably going to be fired after that three-way we started the show with.
Anyway.
The fight. Bye-bye, J.O.B.
I don't think you have anything to worry about. They're going to be like, Rebecca, we didn't.
It should be on YouTube with bum fights.
A distribution manager doesn't, like, you might as well be a janitor.
Put it on bum fights.
But coming up on tomorrow's show, we've got Seth Turner coming in. Yeah.
What's up?
And also on the show tomorrow, we have a very funny guy who's headlining the Laugh Factory right now. Bob Golub is going to be here.
I met him before.
Yeah.
He's a Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Which one?
He's the guy in Goodfellas that when they're doing the heist or at the airport, and he comes in and he goes, and they steal his truck, and he goes, "Can you believe
these two?
Yeah, can't say that stole my truck."
Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah. Shut up.
So so he's going to be on the show tomorrow as well. So tune in.
He's very high strung.
Yeah,
cool.
Tune in.
He's actually pretty much younger than the rest of the crowd.
And again, big shout out to Brandon Harrington, who was supposed to be here, but his mom, of course, not.
Condolences.
She passed away.
Was it Brandon?
How many people in this room's mother has passed away?
Mine.
Okay. How many people in this room's mother wish they passed away?
One.
Whoa. With that shit.
Your parents still alive, PJ?
Both. My dad actually just went in. Yesterday for what's today, Monday?
Spinal tap.
Today's, he went in yesterday to get a stent put in his carotid artery. He's like held together
God,
with stents.
Leave out the fucking.
But his one artery, his one carotid on one side is 100% blocked, so they're not doing it. The other one, they went in yesterday, but then they ended up not putting the stent in because it's only 50% blocked, and it's got to be at least 70%. So
I got an idea. Why don't you tell him to eat broccoli?
My dad smokes a couple packs of smokes a day, drinks, but he's 73, and they tell him his lungs are fine, so guess what?
I didn't say he'd stop smoking. I just said broccoli.
What, so he can fart?
It's better than being like,
Yeah, I guess it's better than a heart attack.
So let's give a big shout-out to Golden Buffalo Entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what is so funny? Is that they're the toughest people in this house. They didn't even move.
They couldn't.
You got to film. You got to film.
No, I liked it.
You got to get it on camera.
Oh my God. So next time you guys are here, you might want to wear hazmat suits, maybe some of those latex gloves.
Well, I love the fact that dude says he's going to call the cops, and it's funny because they'd be like, go ahead, call him. The whole thing's on film. And we'll just play back to the cops, and you'll be going away, Tiger.
And then a girl stopped the whole fucking thing.
That's pretty good.
He completely initiated the whole thing.
Well, anyway, enough about that.
Yeah, big karma.
Coming up March 9th, it's our first showcase at the Roadrunners Saloon. We've got a great Silly Saturday showcase
silly
all lined
Saturday.
Up. Silly Saturday.
Silly Saturday.
What time does that begin, Crazy Jay?
9 o'clock.
9 and p.m. So, they're bowling.
You
know,
all you have to do is just follow us on Twitter. You'll get those updates.
What's our Twitter handle?
Man, you never let me get there.
PJ Stansbury one.
Our Twitter handle is at Rockin' Comedy. Our fan page on Facebook is The Rockin' Comedy Show. And they are working on our website, except for it's slowed down because we're trying to get all the things to go live and make it awesome. So
everybody's working for free.
We may just get
no, they're not working
tonight.
For free.
I'm just kidding. I mean, you know, bare knuckle price.
Anyway, that's what's going on with the website. So check it out and check out the show tomorrow. On Stitcher, because it goes, as soon as we're done, it goes up. So it's pretty awesome.
Stitcher is the best app because it's just like Pandora.
No. It was the best app. Now we have Shoutcast.com, and you can check out the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we stream 24/7. We've got some old shows of us in there. We're streaming Jeff and Greg's show. We've got comedy bits, music, all kinds of stuff. So check out Shoutcast first, and then if you want to hear some archive shows, go over to Stitcher.com.
They both work like Pandora. You can start, stop, like, pause till later, because, I mean, it takes me 2 or 3 days to listen to the show. But I've got a fancy car.
90 followers.
I've got a fancy car. I have an MP3 player in my 2008 Hyundai.
That is what's been going on with us. That is the show for tonight.
No,
I was
going
to say this week, but we've got shows tomorrow. No news until, you know.
No news is good news.
With Gary News. The great space.
And Byron, again, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jay.
Hey.
Big shout out to Rebecca Love and, of course, Sunset Thomas.
Rebecca Love
looks especially amazing.
She looked really good. And
you know what's so funny? It's one of my things. It's like there was a documentary done. It's like it's a book about porn stars and their look and then in their normal look. So it's like they did a video documentary, and they also did like a coffee table book. And it's like Tara Patrick. She's like, I don't want to fuck for fucking hours. I want 15 minutes and I'm done. But they show her in her like total look, and they show her normal, and it's like, I love her normal.
Yeah, because they put on fucking whore paint.
I know, the Mac Forcefield. But Rebecca Love was, like, wearing her Victoria's Secret's, like, sweatshirt outfit.
She hides her penis well.
She...
I'm just teasing.
Because we've been on the show with her where she made Jay strap on a neon orange dildo.
They were doing
dildo.
That ring toss game. That was fun.
A ring toss on his wiener.
Did you fuck with the dildo?
No.
Oh. It was good.
No, it wasn't
that. Just sounded creepy.
Sounds creepy.
It's just creepy the way he said it. And give a big shout out to NudeHouseCleaners.com.
Absolutely.
Yay!
That was crazy, crazy fun. And that's it, guys. We'll be back.
To Marcus and Chris, right?
We did already. Where have you been?
Yeah. Wait, who else did we forget? Riley, R&P, Zip is forever. And then also my favorite
R-M-P.
Lawyer.
RMP. What the fuck is that?
I said Riley. Rest in peace.
You said RMP though.
No, I've got a lisp. Shit. Adam Vander Hayden, the official lawyer for the Rockin' Comedy Show.
He hasn't done anything for me.
Don't worry. If you get a fucking ticket, he's going to hook you up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've hooked him up. DUIdoctor.com. he does tickets.
I could have used
tickets,
him.
But he specializes in DUIs. And I know
I could have used him in New Jersey.
There's out there.
93
have
and
a Nevada case. please call Adam Vander Hayden. And who else we got to give a shout out to?
Billy Boy Condom.
What's that thing you gave me? Because my hand's starting to not hurt.
Anyway, that's it for us. That is it for us here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. PJ and I will definitely be here in the morning. So
I'll show up for the news. I'll come tomorrow morning and give you guys the news. I might get fired anyways for doing that.
Are we filming tomorrow?
What was that?
Are we filming tomorrow?
I don't think so.
Okay. Are you recording? So we're going live tomorrow, right?
We should hopefully be live.
Okay. Well, then I'll come in for the news, and maybe because I'm going to get fired because I did that three with PJ motorboating on Sunset.
Anyway, the only way they'll find out is if you tell them about it. Anyway, here goes. This is going to do it.
Good things always go viral.
For the Rock and Comedy Show. We're out.
Later, dudes!
Did you call
them
mutes?
Dudes.
Mutes.
What a colossal trick.
Oh,